Anthony Galluni was sworn in as the new Hamden District Attorney.
I, Anthony D. Galluni.
I, Anthony D. Galluni.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Your next District Attorney for Hamden County, Anthony Galluni.
Breaking with tradition, the public ceremony was held in historic Old First Church in Springfield, rather than in the Hall of Justice, to accommodate a larger audience. Several hundred people attended, including community leaders, elected officials, judges, and lawyers.
I feel nervous, I feel proud, I feel confident, I'm honored, I'm humbled, I'm excited.
In his brief remarks, Galluni paraphrased the late Mario Cuomo, whom he said was his political idol.
He said, "Who cares what people want to hear? Focus on what you need to say." I think that was one of the guiding principles by which he lived his political life, and I hope it's one of the guiding principles of the way in which I live my life. Essentially, it is do not what is popular or expected, but what is right and just.
Galluni, who at age 33 is the youngest Hamden District Attorney in a half century, replaced James Ornstein, who was serving as interim District Attorney. Ornstein was appointed last summer after Mark Mastriani resigned from the prosecutor's office following his Senate confirmation as a U.S. District Court judge. Mastriani administered the oath to Galluni, who was an assistant district attorney for 6 years under Mastriani and former district attorney William Bennett.
I hope to continue the bloodline that they engendered in the office of the Hamden County District Attorney for integrity, honesty, and a zeal for fair prosecution. I'm honored to follow in their footsteps.
Running for elected office for the first time last year, Galluni handily defeated three fellow Democrats in the September primary and faced no opponent in the November election. Galluni said he feels a responsibility to the people who elected him, to crime victims, to the staff in his office, and to the police officers of Hamden County, with whom he will work closely. In an interview, he acknowledged the job of district attorney is especially challenging now given the conflict that has arisen out of controversial grand jury decisions involving deaths of people at the hands of police.
It's very much a current issue, I think, against the backdrop of what happened in Missouri and New York City. So it's incumbent upon me, I think, in the district attorney's office and my staff to make sure that we're uniting those forces. We're working with the police, we're working with the community, establishing that trust between law enforcement and the residents, and having the kinds of programs that will foster that.
Galluni confirmed reports that 19 employees of the district attorney's office, including some veteran prosecutors and victims advocates, had been fired as part of the transition. He said he would work quickly to fill the vacancies.
I don't expect any significant delays of trials or justice of any kind. Any delays will be short and I think appropriate to this transition. And again, it's a natural part of the transition that these kinds of things take place. It happened 4 years ago and 24 years ago, and this is no different.
Once the office is up and running, Galluni said his top priority is to launch a robust community outreach program. Jose Claudio, a community leader in Springfield's North End, said Galluni has already been to neighborhood meetings to discuss crime-fighting initiatives.
He cannot do the work by himself. Their police officers cannot do the work by themselves. We need community to step up and really, you know, say enough is enough. This is our city, this is our home, and we need to make everything safety about it.
Former Boston mayor and U.S. ambassador to the Vatican, Ray Flynn, told the audience he was impressed with the turnout for the swearing-in of Galluni. He said it was a sign of strong community support. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.